Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Stay woke. We're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. It is Tele Tuesday. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization filled with advisors and consultants to help you get to your goal, specializing in leadership ability, workshops, higher ed, and focusing on our youth out there. We're going to have Stephanie Haynes on with us this evening. She's going to be talking about part two of meditation methods and process. You know, those who say, I'll do it, who are willing to take on a challenge, even if they are alone, are true winners. The determination, the commitment to take action yourself is the force that leads to victory. Our minds and attitudes can change everything. And, you know, Stephanie Haynes is a person of the community. She does a lot of wonderful things. We want to congratulate her on running that Los Angeles Marathon. When she comes on, we're going to praise her again. But before we get going out there, you know, it's sloppy, raining, and wet out there again. Yep, be careful. It's coming and it's going in spots. When you're driving down the street, take your time. Watch out for those potholes out there, okay? Yeah, you don't want to hit one of those. And today, LAUSD, they're slacking. All hands are on deck. You know, but the nice part about it is they're providing lunch and breakfast for all students. It's called grab and go. But they're protesting because they're saying that the wages are too low. And I'm in agreement. You know, teachers are very special. And anyone, youth, our children, they're very special people. They should be getting paid triple time, okay? I don't quite understand it, but before we get going, you know, we have to have this, and we're going to wait on Miss Haynes to come on this evening. Welcome in Canada, Japan, South Korea, the United Kingdom, everybody out there, wherever you're listening in from, it is Tele Tuesday. That's right. We got to get on this love train out here. And we have with us this evening Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. You know, she has a lot to tell you on Tuesday. So I hope you have plenty of pads and pencils out there. But Stephanie, we'd like to congratulate you on running that Los Angeles Marathon. I had to post it out there. You know, Stephanie is a person that's in the community. She's true blue, and she has many, many sponsors sponsoring and backing her because she's there for them, and they're going to always be there for her. Stephanie Haynes, good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Linda. I'm doing great, and how are you?
I'm okay. You know, before we get going, I know we're going to talk about this part two, a meditation methods and process, but that is because that mindset has to be right there. Body, mind, and spirit is what you're about, and you're always telling us and teaching us how to get there. But Stephanie, I posted a picture out. Stephanie, did I see you bare feet? Did you run that marathon in your bare feet yesterday?
On Sunday, yes, I did.
Figured it. I say, you know, I don't put anything past her. Now, listen, when you can hit that asphalt in your bare feet, you know that everything is in balance. That mindset is there. And when I said earlier, those who say, I'll do it, get it done. And they're true winners. Congratulations to you, Stephanie. I don't know if you have time to give us some exciting tips on it, what it takes to get there, or however way you want to bring it in. But we just want to tell you we love you, we appreciate you, and we admire you. You are our true champion over here, okay? Winner,
oh, well, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate you. So when I do run the marathon, you know, that's an opportunity for me to just clear my head, to get recentered, and just to get grounded with the earth. And running barefoot for me has helped me to, you know, like I said, get grounded to the earth. But I don't have no blisters, toenails, you know, I don't have no aches. I'm just there grounding and just walking and running and enjoying myself with my music and just being in tune with nature. And it rained just before we finished the marathon. And that was, I just called that a shower of blessings.
Okay.
So it was really nice. I really enjoyed myself. I didn't really train this year. Actually, I never really do. But since all the rain and stuff that was happening, I didn't run in the rain due to my bronchitis. So, and I think this time I did good. I didn't have no coughing going on. I was amazed. It was a divine spiritual act that on Sunday that I didn't have, because I brought my inhaler with me. I had a little backpack with extra change of clothes because it was 43% of rain. So I was prepared. But however, I didn't have to use it. Yes. So tonight, listeners, before we go into our spring equinox, I think we left off on gratitude reflections and then space clearing. And then from there, we're going to go into our spring equinox.
Okay.
All right. So going to sit back and listen. So the gratitude reflection, the best time of day to do this is at night. Now, when I practice the gratitude reflection nightly before I go to bed, so I go to the bed feeling happy, which helped me to sleep soundly. I'm not tossing, I'm not turning, you just can't get settled. But when you dump your mind, and we talked about that earlier, last week we talked about dumping the mind before you go to bed. Okay, and then it takes 5 minutes to do this. You don't need any props or any tools for this reflection. Just an open and grateful heart. That's all you need. So the very first thing you're going to do is focus for which you are grateful every day. whether it's people, situations, having a roof over your head, and how happy and grateful you are for them. Now, let the sense of gratitude take over your body, softening and opening your heart, and bringing physical pleasure to each part of your being. Number two, focus on the three things that happened that day for which you are grateful for. They don't have to be big or dramatic. They can be as simple as getting home safely, eating a nourishing meal, seeing a rainbow. As you think of those things, allow that sense of gratitude to fill your body with positive, loving energy. Number three, give thanks. Give thanks to the universe and the divine for bringing you all of the good. Feel a sense of peace and a deep happiness floods your mind, your body, and soul as you settle into sleep with appreciation for all that you have and all that is and all that to come.
Mm.
Okay, any questions?
No. I'm over here writing. Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to move on into space clearing. Clearing your space. Now, the best time to do this is any time during the day. Anytime you think you just need to just uplift so you can be able to meditate and just focus on what you need to focus on. Now, to clear the energy of your home or a particular room, it's simply like your sage bundle and smudge around the space you're clearing with the intentions to remove energetic debris and create a harmonious energy. Now, keep the window closed so that when you are done, you can open them to let out any excess smoke and unwanted energy. Now, if you are clearing a space that is not your own, whether it's your office space or even on an airplane or when you're traveling space, right? Use the selenite or the quartz wand and gently wave it about as you would your sage bundle during a smudging ceremony. Now, as you wave the crystal wand, use your intentions to visualize any negative energies dissipating at the wand, infusing the space with clear, harmonious energy. Where possible, diffuse essential oils to help clear the space. Now, you can choose an essential oil or a homemade oil spray with water and a few drops of essential oil to clear any unwanted energy and bring energetic equilibrium. All right. So seasonal renewal rituals. So we're going to talk about, you know, the four seasons and how to do these rituals. So I'm going to take you through all four seasons. I hope you can write them down so you can have them when we enter into spring, then fall, then winter. Okay? All right, so we don't need to cast aside any modern day comfort to live more lightly our ancestors and be in tune with nature. So I'm going to read this quote from Sidney Poitier. He says, I have a kind of respect, a worship-filled attitude, even for nature and for the natural order, cosmos, and the season. This is by Sidney Poitier. Now, we don't need to cast aside our modern-day comforts to live more lightly our ancestors and be in tune with nature. Rather, we can enjoy the benefits of our modern-day existence and live in alignment with the natural cycle and seasons of nature and the moon. We are privileged to have the best of both worlds. We just need to educate ourselves, but perhaps to make adjustments to our lives and create rituals so we can be aligned with the different seasons and moon cycles. All of this will help our health and well-being, our mind, our body, and soul, and have a positive impact on the flow of our lives. Changing with the season. While humanity have evolved with many welcome technologies, scientific and medical advancements, we are less connected than ever with the natural rhythm of life and nature. We ignore the cue from nature, the change in daylight, the waxing and waning of the moon, and the shift in temperature as we move through the season. We often continue with our lives on autopilot. We have our head down towards our phone and digital device rather than our eyes up to the sky and the natural environment. This denotes connection to and the importance of nature means we live out of sync with natural rhythm and end up disconnected from ourselves. Now, in truth, the season of nature offers us a blueprint for our lives, allowing us to ebb and flow with the natural rhythm of planet Earth and experience this different energy, which help us to live more well-rounded and wholesome life. Now, the trait of each season serves to teach us about ourselves and the natural process of life. However, when we fight the flow of the season, we fall out of alignment with nature and ourselves. Now, the seasons are split into the yin and the yang energy. Now, we need a combination of both to have balance. We don't want to be too yin or too yang, as it will create disharmony. Fall and winter are yin, which require us to go inward to rest, restore, and reconnect with divine and feminine energy. Now, in these most passive seasons, our job is to simply be. We are to nourish ourselves, take care of the basic, and tailor our lives to the energy of the season. However, people often complain about fall and winter because the cooler temperatures and the darker days seemingly restrict us from our busy lives, perhaps causing some people to believe they are operating less optimally. Now, we may try to go about our business as usual rather than simply be. This is why we seek a peak in illness during the fall and the winter. And why it's double cold and flu season? We push against our natural rhythm, spring and summer, or the yang season, which we feel a sense of excitement and energy, experiencing powerful growth and connected with the masculine energy. That we are more active and creative and birth new versions of ourselves. While we may have personal preference for seasons, we need to work on the energy of each and respect their role in our lives, physically and energetically. Now, our ancestors look to the seasons to help them live their lives, understanding that the warm and the high energy of summer with life blooming would be followed by the cooler temperature of fall in the cycle decay. That they understand that winter serves as a purpose for them, and they would prepare for the time during the fall harvest. They also knew that despite the distractions in nature during winter, Mother Nature will regenerate and bring new life, will blossom, and summer will bring its due. Any question that's for Miss Linda?
Oh, no. I'm writing here the yin and the yang. So I just have one here. When you were saying when it's cooler temps and darker days, people think that they are not getting done what they need to get done. It's like it's a distraction for them. Am I correct on that?
Not so much a distraction. Some people get depressed during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because seasonal disorder.
Mm,
and
okay.
So, you know, they get sick. The people who have arthritis, it affects their arthritis during the winter months. You know, so a lot of things happen in the winter months. You get shut in due to the rain, the storms. You know, so it's different reason why people doesn't do too much activity. Now, if you're a person that always have to go, and then this will affect you.
Because
the weather sometimes would impair you to go out. Okay, now we're going to talk about the spring equinox.
Okay.
All right, so now the spring equinox represents the equal part day and night and marks the official start of spring with a return to the light after the dark, after the darkness of winter. Now, it's also welcome the milder temperature in the lower days. Now, in spring, we experience a rebirth, a source after the hibernation of winter, just as Mother Nature seems to wake from her winter slumber, and the natural world begins to blossom once more, so do we. So now, it's always good to do a cleansing right after we get off from winter. And I say that because during the holidays, that create a lot of toxins, right? Because
okay.
We all eat foods that we have no business eating.
True.
Right? And so sometimes, and then that's the opportunity to eat comfort food, you know, because during the winter months you get lazy because it's cold. You don't want to go outside. You just want to cuddle up with some hot chocolate and a good apple pie or some sweet potato pie. You know, so that's the time of the month that you do soothing, eating food to eat. I call it comfort food.
Okay.
But in the springtime, it's to give you opportunity to clear out your body And once you do that, it gets you prepared for the summertime. Because in the summertime, if you notice, we don't eat a lot of heavy food.
No.
You know, we kind of lean over to the fruits, the veggies, the salads, you know. Because sometimes it's too hot to cook, and sometimes it's just too hot to eat those heavy foods.
True.
Yeah, so it's time for a fresh start and a sweet new beginning. So it makes sense that during this season, you want to have a clean slate from life to blossom. This means clearing out any of the cobwebs from your winter and making everything fresh, clean, and ready for a new hit. The popular practice of spring cleaning, one of my favorite season rituals. So this is the opportunity to start packing away all your winter clothing and bringing out your spring and summer clothing. You know, even though it's raining, like cats and dogs outside.
Okay.
You know, and that's, you know, nature ways say, okay, let's clean up. There's some cleaning to do, because if you really look at our winter months, we really didn't have too much rain, right?
No, we didn't. No.
Yeah. And so now, you know, I just say April shower bring May flowers.
Yes.
So right now, So April is the time to continue to clean and to nurture the ground so we can have that new growth. Now, it's also good to take advantage of the amount of temperature in the spring to reconnect with Mother Nature and to be outside more regular for the fresh air and light, and also for your vitamin D. The true vitamin D, you only can get that from the start to move your body more in exercise, eat a little lighter, with lots of seasonal fruit and veggies from the local farmer's market. Allergy season starts in the spring, but injecting local honey may help alleviate some of the symptoms. Spring is the time when we really awaken the sacral and the heart chakra. Now, the sacral connects to the abundance of the season, and we come into our own personal power as we are reborn. Now, the heart chakra is strengthened in the spring as we see the as we see the beauty all around us and the connectedness of the season and all of life. Excuse me. Get a sip of water. All right. So, now in the spring equinox ritual, and the chakras that we would be the heart, the sky coil, and the throat. Now, the spring equinox is related to new beginnings, fertility, birth of all kinds. So it's the perfect time to create space for these new things. When you want to do this? In the day leading up to and on the day of the spring equinox. Now, beginning and to plant the seeds you wish to bloom in the season ahead. As part of your spring equinox ritual, you will be conducting a spring cleaning in the lead up to the equinox itself to prepare yourself and your space to birth newness and experience the fruitfulness of the season. Now, this is going to take up to an hour and a half per day. Hmm. Now, before the spring equinox, this is the first thing you need to do. Go through your home and get rid of clutter. Donate, recycle, or dispose of any responsibility. Do the same for your car. Through your wardrobe and put away your winter clothes, whether in storage or in the back of your closet. Clean all old, musty items and get them fresh and ready to be worn. Conduct a deep cleaning of your home. This means washing carpet, rugs, curtains, and furniture. Move furniture and dust, wipe bathrooms, and mop the space they're often ignored. Okay. Number four, change your sheet or bedding from the warmer winter quilt to a lighter spring cover. Choose a lighter, brighter color. Organize your paperwork for the few months that have passed. Now, don't keep any old receipts or paper lying around, file or shred them. Now, on the day of the spring equinox, and we talked about taking the chakra balancing bath. We talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
Using jasmine or the yang yang essential oil and your polished heart, a chakra stone. This is the rose quartz for the heart. Number two, of new things you would like to birth over these new seasons and existing things you would like to see bloom. Make a list of affirmations from this list. Number three, conduct a simple meditation where you visualize these desires coming to fruition by using your imagination and being creative, trusting in your power to manifest your desires and feeling the happiness in your heart. Finally, to complete your rituals, speak your affirmation out loud, really using your voice, whether through song or speech, and place your list on your altar along with any items that may represent the manifestation of your desire. Now, Ms. Linda, before I move on to the summer, is there any question about the spring?
Okay, before you move on to where, Stephanie?
To the summer.
Okay. You know, I had a question. When you're speaking of clearing the clutter and donating the clothes and you know, changing your bed, and we all like to go into those lighter colors, you know, light and brightness. And my question is with that chakra stone, the rose, is it the rose core?
Yes.
When is this used? When do you do that?
Oh, when you go through your meditation, you can use that.
Oh,
you can hold it in your hand. You can also put it in your tub when you take your bath, when you do the chakra balancing bath. Yeah.
So the spring cleaning too for the equinox. Now, what day is that equinox? That's another question.
Oh, that's the first day of spring, going into spring.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Yeah, between the 20th and 21st.
So we're in it. We're here. So for
yeah,
those persons, for those persons who are, you know, seem like it's so strange that you would talk about organizing your papers and, you know, no receipts hanging around. I found myself doing that, but I do that not often, but really, really, you know, organizing. That was about a month ago. So as I'm building up to this point and under the guidance of my ancestors, because that's just what's been happening. Of course, the separation of the winter clothes with the weather like it is, you need to leave a jacket out because you don't ever know in California where it's going to go next. But that's something that's done. It's so ironic that you would say go through this ritual because we're already doing it, and I'm so glad that you're sharing this with us, and that this is something that's from our ancestors. People talk about spring cleaning. Sometimes we laugh and say, yeah, we're doing spring, winter, summer, and all that over here if you forget about that spring cleaning. But it makes a lot of sense. Now, the heart and the sacral and the throat, why are those chakras so important for this equinox?
Yeah, because, you know, we're coming from the heavy months, which is, you know, the winter, fall and winter. And that's the time, you know, we hibernate. And then also we go through the holiday season. I call it the holiday blues for some of us.
Okay.
They're dealing with depression, separation, not having family. And
right.
So the heart get unbalanced. Your throat chakra get unbalanced because you're not able to speak your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, so those are very important.
Makes a lot of sense.
Your sky swell is your emotional belly, so that's where you hold your emotions, some of your emotions in your, you know, in your belly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and your belly is, you know, it's your second brain, I would say. So that's your core. That's your powerhouse.
Yes. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And when you're educated to it and you're going through it, you understand what's really happening. That's very, I'm so glad, you know, you always give us some great information and education. So those were my questions. So we're moving into the summer now. And that's that season. Okay, I'm done with my questions. You answered them. Thank you.
You're welcome. So now the summer solstice is the longest days of the year. With the maximum amount of sunlight, it heralds the official start of summer. Now, it represents both a peak in the year and the midpoint, but there is plenty of sunshine to be enjoyed in the months following the solstice.
Okay.
Now, the days slowly endure less sunlight until fall. Now, when there are equal parts sun and moon once again, just as summer is the season of the sun, it also represents the fiery energy of our solar plexus chakra, the precious jewel of our personal energy center. That is a highly energetic season when we focus on our individual potential to manifest our desire for the rest of our years and are encouraged to connect to the more masculine manifesting energy of the sun. Now, as we enjoy the physical sunlight, we can harness this energy to allow our unique persona to bask in the spotlight. Now, as the sunny skies radiate warmth, so too do we in the season. When energized by sunlight and longer days, we have more energy to socialize, pursue our passion, and live with confidence and clarity. That summer recharge our personal energy batteries and remind us of the importance of pleasure and having fun.
Yes.
Now, eat lots of seasonal citric fruit and drinking a lot of lemon and ginger water are wonderful ways to work with the energies of summer to keep clear the hydration. It is also a great time to do more cardio exercise and get your heart rate and endorphins pumping. Now, if you can combine those with the outdoors and the sunshine, that's even better. But just make sure to be well hydrated and use a lot of the SPF. That's the sunblock. Now, the summer solstice wish rules, the chakras that are involved will be the solar plexus and the sky core. Now, at the summer solstice, we experience the great of daylight as we embrace the start of summer. Just as we cherish the physical sunlight, we also cherish our inner light and celebrate our season. Celebrate our essence. Now, the summer solstice provide us with energy and serve as a powerful portal for us to infuse light into the beginning of a new season of life. Now, the summer reflection, number one, part of this ritual is a journal exercise. So you need a book. You need a pen. Reflection on the aspect of yourself you want to embrace more. Think about how you can bring these parts of yourself forward into the light and celebrate your unique essence. Number two, ask yourself some of the questions from the solar plexus chakra reflection that we talked about weeks ago as a way of checking in on how these things are operating in your life. Number three, diffuse peppermint oil and enjoy a ginger and lemon tea as you reflect on your journal writing. I'm going to go into the inner essence connection. Now, the first thing we're going to do, you're going to use your reflection notes to make a list of the ways in which you plan to own your power more, connect to your essence, and integrate this into your life. Number two, safely, you're going to burn the list in a fire or by using a candle. As you watch the list go up into flames, feel your inner essence fueled by the flames to celebrate being more of yourself during this season and thereafter. Now let's go into the fall. Fall equinox make a balance between day and night, and it's the official start of my favorite season. Although the equinox, the days slowly get darker until we reach the winter solstice. The darker the days of the year, as fall temperature cools down, Mother Nature slows down, and the natural cycle of decay begins. Leaves turn brown and the landscape starts to shift in veritable loss. Contrarily, this is also the seasons of harvest and bounty. Thus, there is a paradox to fall energy, just as there is a paradox to each of us. We can harvest the energy fruit, the energetic fruit of our labor from spring and summer, and all while seeing certain energies wither, fade, or even die. Fall is associated with the root chakra and signifies a time to tend to our innermost basic needs, our home, nourishment, our body, and the things that root us or ground us after the high energy of summer. Just as in the spring, we take steps to bring balance and order back into our life. Spirit aspects of our home and live to bring order, balance, and harmony. As spring offer the energy of going outward, and opposing seasons offer the energy of going inward. With the day slowly getting darker, we may wish to change up our daily routine so we make the most of daylight earlier in the day. We may socialize less outdoors and spend more cozy evenings at home. Now, this is a season can enjoy more chakra balancing or energy cleaning, whether it's baths, meditation, journal reflection, and yin activities like yoga. We can shift our energy from the high energy. Cardio in the summer to move leisurely and earthly activities such as going on hikes where we can take in the changing landscape of Mother Nature while getting some vitamin D and fresh air. Now, prepping our immune system for the inevitable cold or flu season, which start around this time. It's important eating more root veggies, especially those whose colors resemble the shade of the changing of the leaves. Connect us to the energies of the season and the root chakra, such as beets, turnips, potatoes, parsnips, sweet potatoes, and onion, and garlic are all packed with a high concentration of antioxidants and contains vitamin A, B, and C, and iron, along with the berries, the blackberries, blueberries, red berries, raspberries, strawberries. Right? So they're high in antioxidants. Fall is a time to fall into alignment and balance, to be grounded by taking care of the basics, to enjoy the beauty of the changing landscape and our lives, and to trust this energy process. All right, so the fall equinox. So the chakra is the root, as I stated before. The fall equinox symbolizes balance and order. And as we all welcome the season of fall, when the day before and the day of the fall equinox. Now, this equinox asks us to be grounded and rooted and to bring balance and order to our lives as we embrace the final few months of the calendar year. Now, the day before the fall equinox, number one, that's what I want you to do, take some time to journal and reflect on what you might like to release at this time. What can literally fall away with the new season? What is decaying, dying, or outdated? What else you can do to bring balance and order into your life? What will you make you feel? What will make you feel more grounded and rooted? You can also pull questions from the root chakra reflection that we talked about. Number two, referring to your journal notes, take the time to come up with a to-do list, actions you can take that will bring order and balance to your home and yourself, taking care of all the essential matters. Now, on the day of the fall equinox, go out for a mindful walk in nature, talking and taking the time to really connect to nature, a natural world with your sense. You're going to notice the change in the color of the leaves. You're going to feel the crisp air and smell the scent of the season. By doing all this with mindfulness and intentions, you will ground yourself, bringing balance to your root chakra. Number two, now when you return home, cook some root veggies, either roasted, steam them, saute, or boil them and make a soup. Get settled in your sacred space. Diffuse some frankincense oil and carry out the grounding breath meditation.
I remember cooking this last year. The root veggies made a nice, nice soup. Yeah, it's all coming back. But the more you do it, the more you understand it, the more you fall right in the soup because you've been educated about it. So you actually know what's happening. Education is key. You just can't be floating out here and talking about the cold weather and the winter and the this and the that. Now, I know about the summer solstice. That's always June 21st. But I'll have to look up the dates for the falls. I'm going to look at these solstice dates. Yeah, this has been very, very educational. I hope persons are enjoying it out there because you think you'd just be doing stuff. There's a reason behind it. You got it there. You're directed there because you're part of this, all the cosmos and the universe. And we're all connected out here together with nature, the weather, everything. Yeah, I understand. You like fall. I'm more of a spring person. I'm spring. I can get into all of them, really. I'm more of a spring. Yeah, I enjoy the spring. Because, you know, in the spring years ago, you know, there were certain things you didn't wear and all of that stuff, that still sticks with me. I like bright colors. You know, springtime brings up happiness and brightness and put a little hot orange out there with some lime green, you know. Just you know how we are with our colors, right?
Right.
She'll throw some hot orange and lime green and a touch of orange, you know, to pop it out. Yeah, it's, spring is beautiful. So I think I enjoy that because I love colors. And the winter, it's okay, but winter you can also pop it with a color also. But spring is my time. Summer, I can deal with it, but the temperature, I'm not the hot girl. You know, it can get pretty heated depending on where you go. I needed to ask something because we were speaking of something with, or maybe it's not what you were talking about, like places like Seattle and Portland where it rains all the time. Stephanie, why they don't have any uprooted trees out there? I thought about that. You know, I wrote that question down. I need to, you know, we got trees toppling over, falling on cars, and just a little bit of rain, and there it rains all the time. Well, what is that about?
Good question. You know,
nope.
You know, they're used to that. So their stuff is deep grounded. It's rooted.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, when you think of palm trees is what, 8 foot? They dig about 8 foot down.
Okay.
To plant
a
palm tree. So if you notice, you'll never see them fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's the way they plant them. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure.
But I'm going to look into it because it crossed my mind today because it rains in Portland. They very seldom see. I love it up there. It's so nice and green. But I say, well, why are all the trees falling over? And there's never uproot. You never hear anything about that. So, yeah, that's just something I need to do some research on. And it crossed my mind. And since we're talking about the connections and the balance and the order, everything moves for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. So I don't know, you know, Mother Nature talks to you, and you can't do anything about it. She talks. So
yeah, that's
What is this telling us? You know, yeah. I was driving today, dodging potholes and stuff. You know, to take your time out there. You hit a pothole, you don't even know it's there. It's something to give thought to. But I'm going to do research. I'll find out and we'll share this. But it crossed my mind, and I'm looking at all of the news, and I said, wait a minute, places rain. You know, it rains in the South, New Orleans, shoot. If you let the rain keep you at home, you'll never go anywhere. You know, they don't let rain stop them there for nothing. And that's in the South because it rains a lot, and I think I don't see a lot of uprooted trees. Well, those are those deep. I know in Texas they got them big oaks, okay? So that's been around a long time. You have to cut them down. But I'm going to look into that. I didn't want to take us off a track, but when you talked about balancing and order, I just thought about the trees. I have to mention that. So that's my question on that. But this has been very helpful. But I remember cooking the soup, and you have to do this. You have to get in. It's like rituals. You have to understand it and know what it's doing. And when we understand the different seasons, we can understand Mother Nature more because she's nothing to play with, okay, at all. She don't have a list. She don't have anything. She just do her thing. And we're all connected in here, and we're all affected by it together. Well, okay, so we talked about the different chakras that go along with the different seasons and, you know, what we do for manifestation, reflection, journaling. You know, I love to journal. And I'm going to pay attention to when I pick up that journal and start writing more than normal, too. This just make a lot of sense to me. I hope it's helping others out there. So I'm back with my questions. So where are we going with this?
Okay, so I'm going to finish up the winner.
Okay.
Let me do winner.
Okay. I don't really care for one. I don't like being cold, but it's there for a reason. Okay. I'm going to behave myself and listen. Okay. Let's go into the winner.
All right. So winter officially starts when the winter solstice. The darkest days of the year is a time when things stop growing or blooming. And there is a conclusion to the cycle of decay that begin in the fall. Now, with the darker days can come a sense of bleakness, which is heightened by the stark stripped bare of landscape. Life can feel unmoving and empty during the winter, both in the natural world and in our own lives. But there is a beauty to the barrenness we see and experience at this time. So this is, you know, the time that we lose all of our leaves on the trees. They turn color mm-hmm. in the fall, but they wither away during the winter months. Right? So, I have a white nectarine tree, and during that wintertime, it gets bare. But now it's blooming because now we're going into spring, and I got mm-hmm. some beautiful flowers in here. Right, and it makes some beautiful, sweet nectarines once, you know, April, May gets here. More May and June, they're really good. And then when July gets here, the birds been ate most of them.
Okay.
For the most part. Yeah, so for the most part, you know, just to see that cycle of, you know, that's rebirth when you see the fruit grow. Yeah, and then when the winter comes, that's when the tree is stripped from everything. It's naked, right?
Yes.
Just as animals go into hibernation at this time, winter encourages us to do the same. Colder temperatures and the harsh elements entice us to stay indoors. And the darker days mean we can feel less like being lively and active and more inclined to rest and relax in a cozy environment. And I talked about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In the quiet and the stillness of winter, with a bare canvas, we can take much needed time to rest and recuperate, to look deeper inward and sit with both the darkness of the season and the darkness that exists within us. It is a powerful time to understand where and how we make the taken up shadows traits or our unconscious traits. So we can transmute shadow into light. Let me read that again. It's a powerful time to understand where and how we may be taking up shadow traits, conscious traits, so we can transmute shadow into light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as the season is most connected to our third eye, which is our crown chakra, it is a powerful time to embrace divine feminine energy and adopt a more yin approach to life, doing less and being more. It is in time of stillness and silence that we can tap into our innate wisdom, intuition through meditation, journaling and visualization, and use our dreams to guide us forward. Now, while we may concentrate more on our spiritual and emotional work in the winter, we should also take care of our physical body. It is very important for our immune system to get significant amount of vitamin D. So making the most of winter sun and then outdoors element permitting is important to help stave any winter colds or flu. This comes also being very grounded for us. Now providing the energetic balance and connecting us to the earth at a time when we find ourselves more engaged with our upper spiritual chakra, hot yoga and restorative yin yang, yin yoga, are wonderful practices during the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Taking a lot of chocolate balancing bath and drinking hot tea with lavender, chamomile, and rose can help you to align with the restful energy of this section and also this season. Now you're going to embrace the opportunity to be still, rest, restore, and rejuvenate yourself during the winter, knowing that it serves a powerful purpose in your life. Just as the cycle of natural or operating deep under the surface for the inevitable rebirth in the spring, so too does the next season of our lives unfold deep within our consciousness. Any questions that's for Linda?
No, none at all.
Okay. So I'm going to go into the ritual for the winter solstice. So this the chakra represents the third eye in the crown. The winter solstice is the darkest days of the year and marks the official start of winter, time when the natural world and the cosmic join forces to encourage us to reflect and to rejuvenate. The winter solstice asks us to look inward and connect and to balance the upper chakra, specifically the third eye and the crown. So when the best days to do this on the day of the winter solstice, the time, an hour and a half. Now, the first thing you're going to do is smudge your sacred space and yourself and diffuse some sandalwood oil. Now, you're going to complete the brow chakra visualization that we talked about when we went over the crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, we're going to make some tea. Perhaps it's going to be mint or lavender or chamomile, something just to relax you. And with some of your brow or crown chakra stone either nearby or in your hand. And also take notes of any observations or experiences you had during the chakra visualization, specifically with regards to any imbalance or blockage. You're going to write a list of any darkness you would like to release from your life. Perhaps these are shadow elements within you or about a situation or feeling you have. Let the seasonal darkness reveal any darkness within your life so you can release it into the light. Number five, light a candle and safely burn the lit up. As you watch it burn in the light of the candle, you're going to set an intention for the darkness you are releasing to be transmuted into light over the next season. And then last but not least, take a cleansing shower. And we talked about that when we did the shower meditation. So that's the end.
Whoa. So this has been educational. We were trying to get to it before, but the day is the day. This is the spring. The 21st, and then the summer solstice is June 21st. So are they all on the 21st? I need to do some research here. You're going to make me get busy. This has been very, very helpful because, you know, I love the chakra series. I love anything you do that this connects in because it all ties in together. Because it is a blend together, and it's all about body, mind, and soul, or body, mind, and spirit, either way you want to put it. So where are we going to go for our next series Stephanie, what are we going to move into next week? I'm trying to prepare for that.
Well, you know, we getting in the midst of we are in the spring,
mm-hmm.
and springtime, you know, it's Earth Day is coming up in April.
Yes.
And in May we have in Mother's Day. So in May I will be having a Purple Hat Affair.
Ooh.
And the theme, yes. So the thing would be for this year is the Purple Hat Affair High Tea, the mother-daughter relationship, celebrating the bonds between mothers and daughters.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
So do you have a date yet?
Yes, it's going to be May 13th. It's going to be at the Renaissance Hotel near the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, so... And what I would like to do just to encourage the mothers and daughters up to that point for the month of April and May is to really do series on mothers and daughter relationships.
Okay. I like that. Mothers and daughters. Great. Yes. May 13th. And what time is that?
At 2 o'clock.
Oh, at 2. So I might be able to make... Yeah, there's something else happening on May 13th. I just received some information for it, but this is for an organization that deals with young black men, and they prepare them. So they're having their first little annual setup, but that's the morning of. I think it's going to be a breakfast, so that won't interfere. Okay, and you're at the Renaissance at the airport. Okay. Stephanie, what can I say? Every time we go through something, I go through my notes, I reflect back, and I say, well, oh, that's why I'm doing this. But we naturally do stuff. But it's always good to know what you're doing. It makes you feel better because then you can really, really get into it, and you can really, really understand. It's just not something. But it happens. It happens over and over. I'm listening, and I'm tossing all of this stuff. We do it, but we just didn't know why we were doing it. And you do, you feel better about it when you know why you're doing something. Like, you know, because you're into the health and the wellness, I did not know that a person actually supposed to drink half, say, their body weight. Say if they are weighing 150, they drink half of that. In water daily. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the body's made of 80% of water.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to drink a lot of water during the day.
Yeah, and be all up all night. But it feels good. And I also found out another thing. And I don't know, we'll talk about this because you're on the wellness end of it. I'm not getting away from, but since we are in the spring and then summer's coming, we're going to be more active out there. I had found out information, you know, we drink bottled water, but we really shouldn't be drinking bottled water out of plastic bottles. We should be drinking out of glass bottles.
Yes.
That plastic carries bacteria.
Hmm.
So I had called Texas and tell them to get rid of all them cases you got stacked up there and go get you some glass water. And I'm into the water cake. I'm just going through a whole, how can we say, relearning. It's relearning to learn to continue to live. How can we say that? But I am so excited. I'm just smiling. When I saw that, I posted it out with you barefooted, and I said I was going to mention it. I did it for a reason. Stephanie Haynes is a person, and once she makes her mind, she's going to get it done. I looked down, and I saw those bare feet. I said, she did it again. That's why I said, Stephanie, did you run that marathon barefooted? And thank you for explaining the reason why, because it connects you dead into to the earth. So when you're connected in, and you know we know about mind over matter, and when you balance, you can do that. like you say, no blisters, no nothing. You didn't even faze you. Where you don't, I know you were the only one out there with no shoes on too, weren't you? I don't think many people do that.
Well, not me, Well, I didn't see nobody else but my sister.
Okay.
And it was so funny. This one young lady, she said, "Oh, what size shoe you wear?" Because I guess she was trying to give me her shoes. I was like, "Oh, no."
Okay.
I said, "No, sweetheart. I said, I don't need no shoes. I'm good. I run like this all the time."
Like, oh, this lady's out here running. She don't even have no shoes to put on her feet. Oh, that was so sweet of her. Well, I saw it, and I said, let me ask her for real, because I know your capabilities. I know how you move that mind over matter. I know when you say you're going to do something, you do it. But I saw those bare feet, and I fell out. I said, there she was. No shoes on, you know. I've experienced that, and I've seen you dance with holes in your feet, and you're sitting up there, and before the performance is over, that foot is healing. Yeah, yeah. Listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes, the healing of the womb, but she goes deeper and deeper. And your sponsors, when you run like that, I noticed the sign that you had. I know there are several sponsors, but what was it, the Asian drug abuse, which sign? I saw several, so that was one of your sponsors?
Yes. No, I was running for the Asian American Drug Abuse Program.
Okay.
That's my job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I know they got a kick out of it, and they probably saw something they'd never seen before. Is this the first time you've ran under them, or do you do it every year under that?
I did. This is my third year running with my job, but I ran before.
Oh, okay.
Without.
Okay. Well, congrats again. You got some grit there and those feet, boy. You don't have no problem going through the jungle, walking a highway, and in the deserts, because you was on that asphalt. But now, as I stated, I want you to train me, but when they do the two mile run, I'm not gonna be bare feet. I'm gonna have on some shoes with plenty of rubber underneath them. But who knows? I keep drinking my water and keep eating properly over here and getting my rest and getting educated to unlearn, learn, and relearn again. Doing the research, asking the questions. Hey, I might be out there side by side with you, or you might have a rope around your waist pulling me in a wagon, but we'll talk about it, okay? We will definitely talk about it. Listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes. You've given us so many nuggets and diamonds this evening. Just close us out here, Stephanie, and we want to tell you thank you. Thank you again. So we'll be moving out with mother and daughter's relationship from the rest of March and April, moving on into the May event, which will be the Purple Hat High Tea. All right. Now, I didn't come last year, but this year I plan to be there. Because are one person that supports, and you assist. And that's what we have to do for each other. So just count me in. Okay, I guess I'll go get my purple hat now. Well, I probably got about 4 or 5 over here because, you know, that's our color. But I'm trying to figure out the same day that will be that breakfast for the young men. And then, but it's workable. It's no excuse. And I have to support all, because you must take care of those who support and assist you. So give us a close out here, and we're going to let you go and just go back into, I don't want to say you don't need being gay because you're not hurting, you didn't feel a thing. That's remarkable. That's all I can say. That's if you notice, I didn't ask you where you sold because I knew you weren't. Okay, I just know when you take care of your body, mind, and spirit, it's all about mindset. And I'm going to read this again that I read earlier before you came on. It was those who say, I'll do it, who are willing to take on a challenge, even if they are alone, are true winners. The determination, the commitment to take action yourself is the force that leads to victory. Our minds and attitudes can change everything. It's a little paraphrase of my mentor, Dr. Sakari Kata, okay? That teaches us how to live and behave and create happiness for ourselves and others. Yeah, that's where it's going. So I'm going to have to go in here and meditate and see if I can get from the 5 mile at least. Let's see, there's the full mile. There's a half mile. Is there one less than that, than the half, or is that best the best that they do?
Oh, they
is
do
a quarter
5K, which is 3 miles. No, they
okay,
do a 5K, which is 3 miles.
5K?
Yeah, they do a 5K, which is 3 miles.
Okay, 3 miles. Okay, that's something to work towards. So as I'm cleaning up here and setting up and making my list, I'll add it on to it. And it's up to you. You're going to be my trainer. Thank you very kindly. thank you. Stephanie, what would you like to leave us with before we let you go?
Okay. Let me see. The gift of praying for others. At some point, one prayer will become so powerful that they can shake a full tree in an orchid in heaven, and fruit will roll through the streets in the world. But, dear, until you can do that, maybe apprentice yourself to someone who can, and they will help you, your destiny, achieve the heights of the extraordinary influence you can yield. I'm going to read that one again.
Okay.
At some point, one prayers will become so powerful that they can shake a full tree in an orchid in heavens, and fruit will roll through the streets in this world. But dear, until you can do that, maybe apprentice yourself to someone who can, and they will help your destiny achieve the heights of the extraordinary influence you can yield.
Well, we appreciate that. We know that. So I'm just saying, it says when you look for those mentors out there, look for the best mentor. Stephanie, we love you. Have a wonderful evening and just relax down. We will be speaking with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stephanie Hayes, author of The Healing of the Moon and many, many other things. This is a community lady. We're going to congratulate you again. We love you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jerry Cass.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it
up. Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
All through the land.
Say what? Break it up.
We give, showing others how to live.